Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now we are going to be talking about an interesting lesson, and you're going to be taking us through this lesson. And, you know, over the past few lessons, we've been discussing the different ways that we can share Christ with the world around us. And today, we want to learn about another way we can minister to those who are around us. So please do give us a summary of today's lesson.
Okay, being on a Monday, today we're going to look at how we share Christ. Do we share Christ in the way we act? Mm. So we're actually recalling it, we share Christ by the way we act. And this is an exciting topic, because I remember early in the morning, there was a program called Daystar, and I was actually explaining how a Christian is supposed to act, because there are times that we say that we are Christians, but how do we act? How can people tell that we are really Christians? So, you know, people who cling to whatever superficial fruits the world can offer while discarding Jesus, the pure of great life. But let me not go into that. Let me just say a few words that we're not supposed to love the worldly things. I know there are a lot of things that distract us. There are a lot of things that we get carried away, things that are happening in the world. And, you know, there are some things that we say, okay, I think this is the right thing that I have to do, when on the other side, it is a bad thing as a Christian. I think being carried away, getting carried away with what other people are doing, is something that we have to be careful of. For example, I would give an example of the friends that we have. How do we interact with the friends that we have in this life? What topics do we talk about with our friends? Are the topics that we talk with our friends things that help us to grow strong in our Christian life? Or are they topics that distract us, or they lead us to do bad things? So acting as a Christian, first of all, you have to make sure how you're interacting with other people. There's some things that we have to do. Yes, you can go somewhere having fun, but another question is, what kind of fun are you having? Because there's some people who say, okay, if I take a drink, if I take alcohol, that means I'm having fun, which is not like that. And that's not the way you're supposed to act. If you're acting that way, then I don't think you can call yourself a Christian. We should know that the devil works hard to God plate. And I agree with this. You know, the devil fights with people who believe in God, and his mission is to break such people. His mission is to show up that he has power to distract Christians. So we also have to be careful. And, you know, the worst habits appear attractive. That's what I'm going to say. You'd think that sin has the world's greatest public relations agency behind it. I would actually give examples like prostitutes, alcoholics, and those suffering from drugs, or using online pornography, addiction. You would actually see them and think, oh, these people are actually having a good life. They're happy. They're living their life. And these are some of the things that can distract us. And I don't think we should stick on that.
Now, what does it mean that we are not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers? Does that mean we should not so associate at all with them, or should we shun them? What does it mean?
Of course, this text does not mean that we are to have nothing to do with those who are not Christians. Jesus wants us to keep reaching out to our non-Christian friends. And this is why we're taught to love our neighbor the way we love ourselves. And I always say this, that, you know, it's not just you loving a friend, loving a relative or your uncle, your auntie, not people you know, but you have to love everyone. And could be someone who doesn't even know God. It is your duty. God has trusted us by giving us this chance to preach the gospel to other people, by us acting in this way of preaching the gospel to other people so that they can know Christ through us. I would actually say that personal relationships are the primary means through which we share our faith. But we must be careful that our friends and those who associate with are not dragging us back into our old habits. Because I'll give an example that you're my friend,
yep.
And I feel like you don't know Jesus Christ. And I'm trying to come to you, trying to convince you that, okay, this is Christ. Mm. And you're also telling me some of the ways. And I might end up being distracted. I might end up following your ways. So we have to be careful there. If we are preaching the gospel or if we are involving other people who we think that they are not Christians, we have to be careful that we might end up going back to our old habits. Mm. We're not perfect. Mm. I know there's a time that we all had such bad habits. And then we realized that I think the right way to live is the Christian life.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, in what ways, Helen, can we, maintain high standards in terms of what we allow, into our homes and personal spaces without really falling into legalism or, quite frankly, boredom?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Helen?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes, I'm saying it. In what ways can we maintain high standards in terms of what we allow into our homes and personal spaces without falling into legalism or even boredom?
Well, we should know that holding to higher standards and the things we laid into our homes and minds won't narrow our lives. We'll actually be great bloated if we focus on all that is true, noble, and praiseworthy. Also, there's a verse in Psalm 16, verse 11 that says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So I believe in praying. I believe in praying, asking God to direct us in the right way. I keep saying that, first of all, we have to humble ourselves. Acting as a Christian, that means you have to humble yourself. You also have to pray hard to God, because there are times that we make decisions and we feel like, okay, I think this is the right decision. And I think God is the one telling me that this is the right decision, when it is actually a bad decision. So if we pray hard and listen to God, and if we ask God to help us, not leaning on our own understandings, I think that's something that is going to help us.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think this was a very powerful lesson, Helen. I must thank you so much for coming through. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. But for this afternoon, I do want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bye. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.